This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
A 6-year-old boy recently got into trouble for bringing a small toy gun on his school bus. The toy gun was plastic and was not much bigger than a quarter. Yet the bus driver claimed that the tiny toy created a disturbance and traumatized the other children. Because of the school's zero-tolerance policy, the student was assigned detention and forced to write a letter apologizing to the bus driver. The school even considered revoking the 6-year-old's bus riding privileges. Now, it's ridiculous to punish a kindergarten student for carrying a small plastic toy. The toy gun did not endanger anybody, and no one could possibly have mistaken it for a real gun. Sending the boy to detention did not make anybody safer. Instead, it sent a message that the school will punish small children even though they did nothing wrong. Taxpayer dollars should not pay school officials to bully kindergarten students. Punishing students based on the shape of their small plastic toys is really outrageous. But the overreach of school officials does not end there. Earlier this year, a 7-year-old student was suspended from school for 2 days because of the shape of the strawberry tart he was eating. The boy had nibbled away at parts of the pastry, and school officials thought it then resembled a gun. The boy said he did not intend to shape the pastry into the form of a gun. Nevertheless, an assistant principal sent a letter to parents offering counseling to students who may have been traumatized by the pastry in the shape of a gun. In another recent case, a student was suspended for displaying a picture of a gun on his computer. Will school administrators soon ban illustrations of guns in history textbooks? Will they prohibit the word gun? Taxpayer-funded schools should use common sense and stop censoring children.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
We're going to open up the phone lines this hour with Clint Richardson, our special guest, at 800-313-9443. Are you afraid of taking calls, Clint?
Absolutely not. In fact, I was going to say, and I was going to offer, that I will take on anyone in the world who wants to debate about the Federal Reserve. Anyone who's written a book and claims to know what they think they know. Anyone. Bring Alex Jones on. I'll debate him. I'm telling you. All right, I am so confident in my research, and that's why I put my two research things in your chat room there. Just go read those, and understand the facts, understand the primaries of resources and what they say, and you will have no doubt about what I'm saying. And it really is a shame that the fallacy has gone on so long about this, you know. And like I said, I'll debate anybody on this. The facts and figures are there. You can't dispute them.
All right. Mr. Producer, let's go to line one. We have G. Edward Griffin on. Hello. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Show. I guess he dropped.
Hey, one of your chat people... I don't know if it's a real website or not, but it says, and this would make so much sense to me, that it says Clinton Bush 2016.
So you've got Clinton Bush ticket?
Jeb Bush running against Hillary Clinton. That would be very logical, actually. I vote for that. I mean, you think about it.
I clicked on the website. It's not an actual site.
No, well, it's a brilliant idea. I mean, it's if you think about it, the marketing around that would be wonderful, because all the George Bushies who have no idea what this man actually did would be all about it. Plus, it's the Republican, it's the family of the Bushes, so you'd have all that experience, and then you have all the experience of the Clintons. Plus, you have the female aspect. So we already wore out the black, you know, first black president, even though he's the first cousin of the John Lachlan of England. He's the 32nd or something grandson of Charlemagne. Okay, fine. He's black. So you have the perfect situation there. It's a marketing dream, to be honest. Clinton Bush 2016. I'm gonna vote for that.
All right, forget Clint for P, folks. Clinton Bush, 2013.
Clinton against
or 16,
Bush.
Rather.
Honestly, I'm against Clinton's Bush.
Are you?
I am. That thing should be closed up.
Yeah. Is it common knowledge Hillary Clinton's a lesbian?
I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
I shouldn't have gone there. Neither should you.
Jeez. All right, well, before we get ourselves into more trouble, again, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We'll get to your calls in just a second, but let's talk Common Core for a moment.
Oh, gosh. Well, you want to know the subject of the century. I mean, this is it. This is everything. Common Core, man. The word core alone brings out so many different things. Unfortunately, you know, I tried to get this article done. It's so much information. But I was talking to a girl down in Texas, and she's been fighting the Common Core standards down there, which are actually called C-Scope. They're trying to basically make their own, keep Texas independent. But basically, you have Common Core in, I think, 46 out of the 50 states now. You have the federal government now trying to pass a bill that will make it a federal standard. So, in other words, the states really won't have a choice anymore. And this is what's interesting about it. Common Core is Agenda 21, basically. It is it's a set of standards, and the most important part about the standards of Common Core, and this is education, is to basically to allow what's called infrastructure privatization. Now, that was an executive order by George Bush quite a long time ago, 1980s, I believe, when he was in the presidency, and it was called infrastructure privatization. It was 1-8. I'll have to get the number for you. But if you type in executive order infrastructure privatization, you'll see that. It was also in my first documentary, the Corporation Nation movie. And basically what this allows is it turns the education system into a privatized industry. So the word education, when they talk about it, is actually capitalized because it's now a proper noun referring to the profitability or the industry of the education globally, right? So she's going through and she's telling me about this, and she starts reading me this homework assignment that her child had brought home. And let me just read you this real quick. It says, the 1984, this was her high school, I think, 12th grade student. Welcome the 1984 experience, thought police versus outer party. Welcome to 1984. To remain in good standing with Big Brother, you must obey the party's rules. There are thought police in every senior English class. Thought police may report offenses for any outer party members and observe committing crimes against the party. Since you do not know who the informants are, you may choose to violate the rules at will. However, you never know who will be watching. Big Brother reserves the right to select more than the original thought police, da-da-da-da-da. And the assignment is basically to, you know, the whole thing is designed to basically get people used to cameras, get used to thought police, get used to spies, neighbors tattling on each other, that kind of thing. And when she saw this, and of course her son is educated because of her, when he brought this to her, she was outraged. She made a big stink about it, and she started looking into Common Core, which again in Texas is actually C-Scope. And you know, one day I was listening to her, and she was talking about it, and they just couldn't get the upper hand on what this thing was. And so I, you know, every time I look into something, the first thing I do is look at the comprehensive annual financial report the annual financial report for any corporation. I mean, you want to know everything you want to know about the Federal Reserve, that's where you go. You want to know everything you can about Target, Monsanto, you just go pull up their darn financial reports. It's like listening to an evil villain monologue. I mean, that's what these things are. So I pulled up this company just purely by accident. It's called Core. C-O-R-E, and it's all capitalized, and it's actually Core Education and Technology, I believe, is the full name. And I looked at it, and I see, well, wait a minute, this is an Indian corporation. In other words, it's based in India, headquartered in India. So I'm looking at it, and I'm saying, so is this where Common Core comes from? And over the weeks, I've finally figured out how this all works. And basically what's happening is Common Core standards allow for the privatization, or they allow for specifically for public-private partnerships. So this corporation in India is now practically in every state in the United States. It's taking over the staffing of teachers, and it's doing the IT and data collection of all the students for Common Core standards. So basically what happens is Common Core allows all these private corporations to partner with education. Again, education being an industry now. So the real idea behind Common Core is to make all of the children, you've heard the term no children left behind or no child left behind. And basically what Common Core does is it lets no child get ahead. It's the same phrase. No child left behind means no child can get ahead. So it's standardizing education so that, like in the military, for instance, if a child moves, which normally they do, they attend nine different schools or so, that child, no matter where he goes in the United States or the world, will receive the same education, no matter where he goes. And he can pick up from one school, go to the next school, and be on the same exact course and curriculum. Of course, that means that nobody is getting any variety. There's no culture. There's no, there's nothing left. I mean, this, you want to talk about the most Orwellian possibility for the education process, and you're looking at it with Common Core. So,
all right. With that, we'll be back with more of the Common Core, and your phone call is at 800-313-94.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Alrighty, if you want to join us tonight, you can do so by dialing us toll-free, 800-313-9443. Everybody's afraid to talk to you, Clint.
Oh, come on, bring it on. I'm just a normal person. Come on, I just have more time on my hands to look at these things, that's all. It's no big deal. So, Okay, so I got to tell this because, you know, I just recently discovered basically how government functions. And I've been putting the pieces together over many years now, really. So I want to tell you how Common Core was created and why this is such a crime. This is such organized crime, and it's actually a conspiracy. I'm thinking about filing a lawsuit against all past and present governors, actually, and blaming them for conspiracy to basically privatize the education industry. Because here's how it works. So all of your levels of government, basically, from your governors, which is the example we're going to use, is the National Governors Association, all the way down to the lowest level of government. Your sheriffs have the Sheriff's Association. Your police chiefs have a Police Chiefs Association. You have the National Mayor's Association. You have all the comptrollers, the financial officers, GFOA. You have all these different private associations, and they're non-governmental private associations. So what politicians figured out a long time ago, back in the 1800s, actually, and especially during the early 1900s, where the National Governors Association actually was created, what they figured is that they couldn't do things in the states that they wanted to, and so the only way that they could circumvent their own law, basically, was to step outside of their suits and enter into or create these private associations, which they're members of. So naturally, as I said at the beginning of the show, where are they going to meet? They're certainly not going to meet, you know, within the states, although sometimes they do if they're not going to conspire. What they do is they go and they meet in Washington, D.C., where it's a sanctuary. In fact, if you just read the Constitution, it basically says while Congress is acting as Congress, they cannot be harmed, they cannot be arrested, they basically, unless they commit murder or treason, there's nothing that they do that can be, you know, tried, basically. They're immune from the law. And it's interesting because the word sovereignty, a word we're all very confused about, apparently, the word sovereignty actually means, one, you don't want to be sovereign because that means you're ruling over someone else, and two, it actually means that you are immune from the law. You're immune from your own law. So that's what, when you say that the United States is a sovereign nation, it actually means that they're literally immune from their own law. You can find the definitions of sovereignty in Black's Law and Bouvier's Law Dictionary. So the word sovereign, as it turns out, is not such a good thing. It's the thing of kings, basically. and so what they do was, so National Governors Association, what they did was they created that association in 1906 or something. In the 1980s, I believe, is when they started going over to Washington, D.C. and creating Common Core standards. So they leave their 50 states, they all meet up in one single location, and they create what is called a uniform law. Now, if you type in uniform laws, you'll probably, or uniform acts into just Wikipedia, you can find there's about 118 uniform acts. And basically what those are laws that are created by these private associations or by the Bar Association, different committees and stuff. And that includes the Uniform Commercial Code. It includes all the parental stuff and where they take your children, CPS. All of that was actually created by these politicians leaving the state of their where they govern and meeting in a private non-governmental association in Washington, D.C. or somewhere else. And they conspire and they create things like Common Core. So that's what they did. The National Governors Association created Common Core standards. They copyrighted it. In fact, you can go to the Common Core website, Terms of Use. Under the Terms of Use, you can see that it's copyrighted. So anyone that uses Common Core actually has to go through the National Governors Association. Who are the members of the National Governors Association? Of course, it's governors and all of their staff and everything else. And they all meet in a building in Washington, D.C. that actually houses a great majority of these private associations that are governors and lieutenant governors and sheriffs and all that. It's a specific building that I can't remember the name of right now. It's sosomethingservices.org, I think. I'll have to look it up. But even the states have offices there. So California is actually an office in Washington, D.C., because they're just basically jurisdictional boundaries of the federal government. So, right. So the National Governors Association, they create Common Core standards, and then what this really is a lobbying group. So then the governors and all the other officers, they go back to their prospective states. So now you have the 50 governors back in their homes. What do? They take that legislation that they created in Washington, D.C., while they're all together conspiring, and then they go back to their 50 states, and what do? They lobby themselves with their own copyrighted legislation, and they basically have the legislature rubber stamp the legislation. Okay, this is how Uniform Commercial Code got created. This is how Uniform This and Uniform That. That's why all states have basically now the same laws regarding most of the commerce that goes on international and all that. So now, if you take this a step further, all this really is an Agenda 21 model, because while the states are members of the United States, the United States is a member of the United Nations. What happens in the United Nations? All the nations get together in the United Nations, which again is a sanctuary state, if you will, a district created solely for the purposes of a sanctuary for all these countries to get together, and they conspire to create uniform legislation, what they call model acts, model legislation, uniform codes, all of that stuff. And then they go back to their prospective countries or nations, and of course the National Congress or the National Parliament or the National whatever then rubber stamp those bills created in the United Nations. So it's the same exact model that's happening with Agenda 21. It's just on the state and local level, where all the local and state officials meet in Washington, D.C., and then go back in their private associations, then go back and then basically rubber stamp the laws. So that's how Common Core has been passed in 46 states, plus Texas has its own version, plus Puerto Rico, Guam, and all that. So, I mean, that's really how your government works. You don't have we don't have the system that we've been led to believe. Like I said, most of the things we believe about government are sheer fallacy, because we're already in a globalist society. We don't really have to fear it, because it's already here. You know, it's just a fact of life at this point. So what that did was to make the standards already there. So the federal government can now say, and keep in mind that these people, again, we're talking about bloodlines here, the governors and all these people. Unfortunately, you're one of the big problems with your police and your sheriffs, your police chiefs and your sheriffs, that they are Freemasons. That's one of the things that shocked the heck out of me in my last research project. And I put all those pictures of all the, you know, if you look at police badges, you see the compass and square, you see the Masonic degree teams, and it's actually quite frightening, because essentially the Masonic code is not to rat out your brother. Even if they, you know, it's your choice. If they commit murder, you can, you know, that's the exception, kind of like Washington, D.C. So basically, you have a very controlled system here that we can't infiltrate. I, you know, even running for local office, I can't imagine someone like me actually ever getting into the sheriff's position with.
Quick break.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show, we're going to go to the phone lines for the rest of the unprogrammed tonight.
That's right. You've heard enough of me.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Time to get some callers on the line here. Clint, dude, you'll get your own show one of these days. Don't worry, okay? Anyways, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Okay. Who's first? Fred in California? Yeah. Hey, Fred. How are you?
Hey, Bob. I'm doing fine. Hey, thanks for taking my call. What's your guest's name?
Clint Rothschild. I mean, Richardson.
Okay, well, this matter concerns his, some remarks you made about the Federal Reserve System, and it seems like an opposing point of view, and I really welcome opposing point of views. That's why I listen to this show. You know, your guests bring on things that, viewpoints that are different. the Federal Reserve, you know, I can't get any talk show to discuss it outside of RBN, and there's maybe one or two other sites, but it's a subject matter that when it's discussed, it really needs to be discussed with being able to back up what your opinions are, what your resources are. But just briefly, what is it that you're saying about the Federal Reserve that you seem to be out of disagreement here?
I'm saying that it's no different than the post office. It's no different than the Social Security Administration. It's just an agency of government. That's all it is. It has extraordinary powers, I'll grant you, but those powers were granted by Congress. And let's never forget who created it and who can take it apart. It's Congress. And even in the Federal Reserve Act, it says if a bank fails, well, guess what? The assets of that bank go to the Treasury. They don't go to private banks. They don't go anywhere else but the Treasury. There's no private banks. The stockholders, one of the things that Eustace Mullins, for instance, wrote, and he was more accurate than the other people who were trying to say that it was international banks that owned it, but his confusion is that he saw that banks had stock in the Federal Reserve. Well, if you read the Federal Reserve Act, and this is what I tell people, is stop listening to people. Stop listening to me. Don't take my word for it. Go read the Federal Reserve Act. That's all you have to do. And the Federal Reserve CAFR and all the primary sources. What it says is that each bank must be – they are required if they want to print funny money, then they are required to be stockholders of the Federal Reserve. And it specifically says that this is not in any way ownership stock, right there in the Federal Reserve Act. So that's when he saw that the 10 largest banks had stock in the Federal Reserve, I believe that he had a confusion. You know, he didn't necessarily have the technology of today back when he was doing that research. So what I'm trying to say is that, yes, there are stockholders of the bank, but literally they do not have a choice. You can't be a bank in the Federal Reserve, and you can't print government money without being a member and a stockholder in the Federal Reserve. That is how it works. And remember this above all else, folks. It's government's money. It is not your money. They can take it out of your bank account anytime they want to. It is a copyrighted script that does not belong to you. You as a citizen have the privilege of using it. That's it. That's all it is.
I don't really find any disagreement on that, because, you know, we're all – our opinions are a product of what we see here and during the course of the day, and we trying foreign dots into patterns and roll our dice with what we got, knowing that our opinions can change, you know. And I agree with you to the extent that, for instance, let's take 2008. What we basically have up to that point is a debt-based currency. And, you know, we borrow money from the Federal Reserve at an interest rate. But I saw 2008 as where we're heading to again. It was cooperation between not only the banking system, which is just, if the Federal Reserve Bank wasn't there, it could be Costco printing our money. But it was a very organized group of people consisting of the bond rating agencies, our government, together with the Federal Reserve System, that creates tremendous imbalances in our currency system. And I believe, and correct me on this if you think, you know, a result of Jekyll Island was a bunch of wealthy families wanting to get a hold of the banking system and control the money. It was like Boardwalk Empire on steroids. It was nothing new. It's been repeated for generations and generations and generations. And it will fail just by its very nature.
That's the confusion, I think, and this is what I want to clear up for people, is that this was not a you know, did a meeting take place on Jekyll Island? Certainly. Does ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council, a bunch of corporations meet and create bills? Certainly. Does the National Governors Association get together in Washington, D.C. and create a bunch of legislation, take it back to their states, and then pass it? Yeah. Happens all the time. There was nothing unique, is what I'm trying to tell you, about Jekyll Island. Okay? This corporations write bills all the time. The myth about the Christmas Eve and everything, that is where the myth gets really, you know, kind of heavy.
All right.
But if you look at the voting record of the Senate Journal and all that, you see that there was enough congressmen present that the ones that weren't present wouldn't have made a difference anyway. They got the majority vote. There was no late night vote. That was all a myth. That is all part of the. That's part of the fallacy. Even the quote from President, I'm having a brain fart here, President Wilson, even that quote is a lie. And I cover that in, I recommend everybody, I put it in the chat room. There's two articles I wrote. One is called the Incontrovertible Conundrum of Dr. Ron Paul, and the other one is called Today's Creatures from Jekyll Island. And these two articles very, very thoroughly cover all of this information, and I guarantee
I'll have to check that out.
I guarantee after you read that, you will not have a doubt what the Federal Reserve actually is.
Right. Fred, thank you for the call. Let's go to Sovereign Man. Hi there.
Hola.
Oh, I was waiting for the mic to open. Hey, back to the Common Core. I don't mean to segue backtrack, but it seems like we're living in the time of, what was the name of the movie? Oh, Harrison Bergeron, where they had the bands that would tweak the brains. Now we got the psychopharmacetic chemicals to tweak the brain.
Sure.
And then they put like sandbags on the people's legs who dance very well, and you know, bringing everybody down to the same level.
Well, it's actually what really surprised me when I was researching this is that it has a lot to do with transhumanism too, because it's really taking kids away from nature, it's taking kids out of the world, out away from their parents, putting them into the computerized realm. You'll notice, like I have a friend who's getting his master's in nursing. And he's doing the whole thing online. I'm like, well, how do you get your master's in nursing online? That seems impossible to me. It's basically just paperwork and how to manage and all that. I'm like, you got to be kidding me, really? That's what a master's in nursing is learning how to rape the tax system for the most dollars out of Medicare. That's what nursing master's degree is now. So let me read you so that you get an idea of what this core corporation in India is. And keep in mind, it's all throughout America at this point. It's all throughout the United Kingdom. It's everywhere. It's in 50 different major, you know, civilized nations, if you will. Let me just read you this quote, because this tells you everything. It says, this is from the Core Corporation annual financial report from 2011. The global agenda of the 21st century, which is Agenda 21, is set around economy and trade, with manufacturing shifting from the West to the East. Well, yeah, we know that's true. In order to sustain their economic growth, developed as well as developing economies need to intensify their human capital formation. Do we know what human capital is? That means that you are not human, you are a commodity.
We got to take our final break of the night, and then we'll come back with final phone calls, 800-313-9443.
The Bob Justin Show.
John Statler here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com. For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out.
All right, we got a bunch of calls here in the last segment, so I'm gonna get through these as quickly as possible. We'll start with Art. Go ahead, Art.
Hey, gentlemen. Clint, thanks to you, hearing you the first time, I think it was either Maggie Rodden or Deanna Spingola's show about 2 years ago, between you and Walter Burian, and I tell you what, I've used you two gentlemen and your work to enlighten so many people and help them understand this.
I can't tell you how pleased I am to hear that, because that's the heart of everything, is those CAFRs, you know, showing where all the wealth is.
Well, that's what I tell people. I tell people, if you want to know how this entire corporation thing works, here's where it all begins. And it just blows their mind when they start in this in black and white.
Yeah.
But a couple points, and then I want to run something by you, because I'd like a little explanation on this. The one caller was talking about Jekyll Island. One thing we got to understand, there's nothing unique about what took place at Jekyll Island. What took place at Jekyll Island in 1913 was the exact same thing that we see taking place at every Bilderberg meeting, and at the Bohemian Grove. It's all the same game. It's the same routine at all of these little special elite gatherings. That's what they do there. They set policy, and, okay, that's what they do. Jekyll Island was just another example. And, you know, one thing I find very irritating is when people will take something someone says and they'll only take a snippet to prove their point without taking everything that was said. And there's, you know, I've heard a couple different hosts here on RBN make the statement that we have Alan, and you, those of you who listen to RBN, you know the people I'm talking about, where we talk about, well, we got Alan Greenspan on, what was it, the Washington Journal, I think it was, many years ago, when he said that, you know, the Federal Reserve is an independent, you know, and we don't have to answer to anybody, and that's where they leave it. But what they leave out was, yeah, basically that's what he said, but he also went on to say that as long as the President and Congress don't have a problem with what we do,
mm-hmm.
This is the part that everybody leaves out. Well, Alan Greenspan said this, yeah, but he also followed up with this. So don't get to thinking that they're independent, because they're not.
Yeah, it's an incredible scheme, really. And like I said, I mean, think about it. If you're Congress, if you're the government, and you're the board of directors, which is basically your Congress and your Senate, and you want to keep all of the wealth that you have, first of all, hidden from the public, and you don't want the public to know, for instance, that you're the largest holder of all corporate stock, you're the largest holder collectively throughout the whole government, you're the largest holder of toxic debt, you're the largest grantor of corporate bonds to all the corporations. In other words, you're the largest low interest loan company to all of the corporations. You don't want that information known. That's why you hide the CAFR. And that's why when the Federal Reserve comes up and speaks to Congress, again, they passed a law, and it's in one of those two articles, I just couldn't find it. They passed a law that says specifically that Congress can withhold information, or excuse me, the Federal Reserve Board can withhold certain information both in the audits and in the the time when they're talking to Congress, because of course government doesn't want people to know what's happening in their bank. I mean,
no, they don't want people
it.
To know. Exactly. So, yeah, right. Let's take another right. caller. Thanks for the call, Art. And we'll go to John in Canada. Hello, John.
Hello, guys. How are you doing?
Hola.
Hello.
Yep. Hello.
Hi, Bob. Hi, Clint. I've been following you for a while now, you and Walter, like the previous caller had said. And he partially answered the question about shareholders in the Fed. Mm. But I got a couple of questions that they may be low level in terms of what is going on here. But, like, how does this relate to the Income Tax Act to pay the interest on the borrowed money? And then again, what happened to the state's ability to create money at no interest?
Well, the states never lost any. I mean, the states can do as they want in their republics, but for the most part, we don't live in republics. We live in constituted. Basically, we live in constituted judicial jurisdictions, which are called states. So the only republic that still really is even recognized is the one in Texas, and that I don't fully understand how that works, but there's definitely the recognition down there. I don't know if it how it applies, and doesn't sound like the cops give a crap. They still beat the heads of people. So, you know, it's not that the states can't do anything. The real problem, and this is what really has to be acknowledged, is that we are a militarily occupied nation, have been since the Civil War. That was the purpose of the Civil War, was to militarily occupy the states that seceded from the Union, legally, lawfully. They abandoned Congress. Then you had this sort of new thing that was created through the Reconstruction Acts. Okay, and you had the 14th Amendment that created the artificial person, the citizen, and all that. You you have a completely different structure, of course, now than you did before the Civil War, because Congress was literally abandoned. So when that happened, all of the states had to renew their constitutions. They had to accept what's called the Enabling Acts, which basically say, you can look it up for your own state. I don't know if the 13 original colonies actually have them, but the Enabling Acts were the qualifications to become a state. In Utah, for instance, we had a special act that said we couldn't have polygamy. In New Mexico, there's a special act in there that says they have to speak English in schools, which should be utilized more. So in order to become a state, you had to do this. Well, the most important part about those enabling acts is that it says very specifically that the lands, the uninhabited and can't remember the word, but the lands in the state, in the territory that the state is being created upon, must be forfeited to the federal government. So when we read the Enabling Acts and then read the Constitutions, we really find out that all of the unappropriated lands were given to the federal government. So there's there's not much left of the states as far as what is a state today. There is still the republic for which the government is supposed to protect, but like I said, we've all abandoned that. We've abandoned any form of our old system. We've abandoned our states. We are residents of the United States, so we're in the jurisdiction of that corporation, basically. It's like if you imagine a piece of cellophane placed over the entire United States, that's the jurisdiction of the United States, right? Your state is there, but you can't touch it because all of that was basically granted to the federal government through the constitutions. So as far as state banks, I mean, there's no reason it couldn't happen, but the people would actually have to re-inhabit the state and actually support it, vote for it, and do all that. And then you have to worry about the federal government coming in, like the Civil War, and militarily occupying the state that's basically seceding from the monetary system that the federal government set up. That's why I say, I mean, God, let the thing die. It's the thing that's keeping the states down.
Well, I completely agree. So, like, what you're saying then is that what people have done is abandoned their birthright.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's no longer valid because it has been abandoned.
Well, you know, if you take it to a Christian angle. And when I talk about Christianity, I don't talk about it as a religion. I talk about it as the teachings of a man, no different than the teachings of Gandhi or the teachings of anyone else. When I look at what Christ actually taught in the Bible, whether he was a fictional character or not, I don't really care. The great secret of the Bible to me is that Christ taught how to live without government and to live with, in other words, live without man's law and live without
religion. That's natural law.
Right, so natural law. That's your natural birthright, if you will. You're a man of the land, da 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 da. But what we've done is we've done exactly what we shouldn't have done, which was to abandon nature and take on an artificial person.
All right, well, that's going to have to do it for tonight.
Thank you very much, Clint.
Thank you for the call. Clint, I appreciate you coming on, man.
Absolutely. I will be having a show on this station within the next few weeks, by the way, so keep people posted.
All right. Well. All right. Fair enough.
All right, man. Thank you for having me.
Somebody just said it, but it wasn't coming. All right. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow night, folks. Love you.
Now go plant some seeds.
Freedom ain't.